Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my gosh, so very loved and incredibly sexy people. Well, here we are Thursday. As soon as I finish being with you today, I'm off to Dallas, Texas to do Texas Frightmare Weekend. It's always a great weekend, and one of the reasons is that I get to spend a lot of time with some extended family down there. A lot of time, meaning I might get to see them for dinner. But I want to go into a couple of really important things that have come in. As you know, my shows are always cutting edge, in the moment. This is what just came in, information to help us expand into the greatest power of the gods that we are. So there's a belief that we've been made aware of that is being encouraged by our society, which is, I can't decide until I have to decide. Let me say that again. I can't decide until I have to decide, which means that's everything counter to the creation process. You have to decide, guys, if you're going to create. This is what I'm going to create. I am the person that is creating this. I have decided to commit myself to this. And then the creation process is in full form. So, for example, we're being encouraged to, well, hold on to your money and pay it at the last minute online. Or, impulse buying. Anybody that's in retail can tell you that impulse buying is one of their greatest, encouragements to you to spend your money in the moment because you haven't decided before you go what it is you actually need and what it is you actually want. But until you commit, it doesn't happen. Until you commit that you're the one that makes it happen, until you commit to what you want to happen, until you commit to the choice of who you are and the definition of who you are, then you don't happen. One of the reasons that we like to wait until the last moment is that it pumps out a lot of adrenaline. And it gives us a rush. Wow, can I save it? Can I get there? Can I actually do it now? Oh, my gosh, my test has to be in. Oh, my gosh, the mortgage has to be paid. Oh, my gosh, can I actually get to the airport on time? You know, all those kinds of things give us adrenaline rush, which puts us totally out of balance in masculine, feminine, and child energy. And ultimately does not create what we want. So, of course, you have to love yourself enough not to play that game with yourself anymore. One of the interesting things that came in on Jennifer McLean's show that I did last night was, it's okay to use others to mirror to you where your power is, where your beauty is, where your sexuality is. And then you've got to own it. You've got to run with it. You've got to take the responsibility. We're still wanting to give the responsibility away to everybody else to create who we are. It doesn't work. It's never going to work. And if you exponentially want to turn your life around right now, you've got to take responsibility for saying, all right, I'm going to create money in this world. And I know I create money by feeling good. And I know I create money by loving myself. And I know I create money taking action around those two things. Every thought I think, every perspective I hold, if it doesn't match, I love me, I'm in joy, and I'm going to make money right now, then I got to shift that because I have to be in harmony with what it is that I want to create. The other thing I want to remind you of, and it's big stuff, so I'm going to say it as simply as I can. We've gone over it in detail in a lot of the other shows, and especially in the e-blast before last. I still have people saying, how do I get on your e-blast? Just go to IMD Wallace, guys. It's on the home page. You can sign up there, get a free meditation. Okay, so I want you to think of your gut. And within your gut, this is how they're explaining to me, is who you really are, is the God of who you really are, which is all thought and all possibility. The real you has no limitations other than what you put on him. In between the gut and the body of consciousness that is you, which is your hearts, your brains, your soul, your spirit, your emotions, and your intentions, in between the gut of you and the body of that consciousness is a space. And in that space is where you make choice. And so the choices you make in that space determine the creation of your life. So the constant reaction that you bring yourself back out of, the conscious choice in the moment of, I'm not going to be a jerk here. I'm not going to go into fear here. I'm going to stay in my knowing. I'm going to stay in love. I'm going to stay in creation. The moments of those choice and choices are what are creating your life. So we have opportunities all day, every day, to live in choice. And if you really want your life to turn around exponentially right now, you have to be aware and conscious of the choices that you're making that are not supporting what you want. And basically, if you want to make that real simple, anytime you don't feel good, you're not creating what you want. So make the choices that support you feeling good and empower yourself. Okay, before I take the calls, I want to invite everyone, my next in-person, and I'm dynamite in-person because I love being with you guys so much, is June 15th and 16th. Actually, the 16th is an acting seminar day. Anybody in Florida that wants to get together and study with somebody who has over 150 credits, come on down. The 15th is the healing day in Florida. You can find all this information on my website at iamdwallace.com. Creation Station 1, which is an in-depth looking at belief systems, what's holding you back, where you want to go, clarity around what you want to do, and how to do this work in specificity, is June 21st through 23rd. You can stream it on live. You can do it, come out to my home. We have a party. It's just an amazing time together. And then I'll be in London July 13th. I hope all my friends over there come from all over Europe or London. to participate in this beautiful day that the College of Psychic Studies has allowed me to come in and use their facilities to do. All right, so we're going to the calls. I would like you to kind of focus today on what is on power and your fear of power. I guess those are the highest, that's the highest thing, yes. So we will be bringing what you're doing back to the fear of power here, okay? Going to Elisa in Colorado. Hi, baby.
Oh, hi there.
How are you?
Hi, good, good. Well, that's great fear of power for me.
Well, what are you in fear of power for? If you're the director of your own life and the god of your own energy, why are you in fear of using that? What's going to happen, Elisa?
Well, what I'm currently working with is, actually just have recently stumbled upon your work, and my husband passed away 3.5 years ago in an accident. And he has come to me 3 times now in the dream world and said, you need to talk to Dee. So I'm not exactly sure what information. I'm kind of stepping out on a limb making this phone call.
Well, baby, the net has appeared. So good for you for stepping out. Okay. So I have three kids.
They're not really kids. They're 15, 13, and almost 11.
Well, I'd say those were children.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they haven't reached legal age. And, you know, by the way, everybody, but even when somebody reaches legal age, their brains aren't totally formed until they're 24 or 25.
Yeah.
So it's not about your kids. It's about you're still using... Okay, know that this is said with the love that it is intended from him.
Great.
You are still using his death as an excuse not to get back to life. Those are the highest words.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't want you to do that anymore.
Right. Okay, I can hear that, and I know it intellectually. And then I still get, you know, sort of like the rug pulled out from under my feet. Like, I think I'm doing great and we're moving along. And
who pulls the rug out, Elisa?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I am.
Well, sure. You're the only one, or if somebody else is, you're allowing that to happen.
Uh-huh, right.
Okay.
Right.
So there's more information coming in now, Sheets. But give me a song, any song that comes in.
I imagine.
Okay. So basically what that means is when you go into your heart, you're okay. When you keep your heart open, you're totally okay and able to create and able to move through life. When you go back into your head, there's almost a message that says, you know, you're supposed to still feel this way.
Uh-huh.
That's an old message from an old world society that doesn't understand that really death is just a natural process. Everybody dies and everybody chooses when they want to leave, by the way. Nobody leaves without choice. And he's suggesting to you that you listen to the Past Life Regression that is free on my website because Dolores Cannon brings through information both from my father and my husband, whom have crossed over. And both of them said, we left Dee so early so she could empower herself.
Uh-huh.
And that the only message to take out into the world and into ourselves is be love. Just be love and create yourself in every moment. And really, that's your message. And nobody can decide that, Alyssa, except you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can bring you the information, baby, but ultimately, you've got to say, okay, I'm the God of my energy, and I am going to put this at rest. I am going to honor him by moving on in my life and being the powerful creator that I am. So do you want to make that decision today or not?
Yes.
Okay. So we're standing with you in that. And the next time, if there's a next time that you feel your energy taking a little bit of dive there, I want you to just literally stop and say to yourself, no, Alyssa, this is the old story. You're honoring him by being strong and moving on and creating your life and spending amazing time with these wonderful kids you have. You just literally talk to yourself like that and bring yourself back.
Uh-huh.
You got it?
Got it.
You feel like you got your answer?
I still get, my main hiccup is just really three-dimensional reality. The life and the, you know, the kids and the laundry and the dishes and school and the driving and the...
And nothing was different about that with when your husband was here.
Right.
See?
Except there was two of us.
What?
Except there was two of us. Now there's one.
Yes. So what you have to deal with is how you can make your life easier and more joyful doing the joyful things you love to do, which is raising your kids and stuff now.
Right.
So maybe you need to give them some more opportunities to learn about life, like laundry.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Steve, what's up?
Hey, well, it's actually... been a week about power, and I'm really sort of in a weird way. I was offered a role in a play I did not like, and I just turned it down. We didn't even audition for it. The director said he has a beautiful monologue at the end, which I didn't think was very beautiful. And
well,
for
good.
The first time,
you
first
see,
time
you,
I
you,
did not second guess myself. I
well,
did not
or take something because you were in fear that nothing else was going to come along. And that's a really, really important thing for everybody to hear, because we're all kind of been locked in that in this world lately, which is, you know, I'm afraid this is the best it's going to get, so I'm going to take something or do something or stay in a job because I'm in fear I can't create anything else. So good for you. That is really empowering.
Right, and Matthew was very grateful because I didn't torture him with the decision or afterwards second-guess myself and go, what did I do? So the other thing is I did take a movie that on impulse when I left the audition, I said, I don't want to do this. So when I showed up at rehearsal last night, it was a mess. And they don't shoot for like almost a month, so I'm thinking I should just bail. I know what I want. I want a major career, and you don't have a major career by doing things which look disastrous. So...
That's right. Do you need the money?
And the money is nothing, actually.
Okay. Well, then you're kind of throwing your pearls before swine, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Okay. Is there another lesson here to learn?
Yeah.
You're actually learning the lesson and experiencing the lesson that you want to give yourself is, and I'm going back to the aging webinar, remember when the information... around that space between the gut and the body of consciousness, the biggest choice that of belief that limits everybody is I'm not worth it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you well, remember that now that I bring it up. So it's extremely important. You know, what you're saying to the universe and to yourself is, you know, I am worth it. I am worth doing projects that I love. I am worth being respected. in this business. I don't have to work just for the sake of working at stuff that is not going to get me any further and not make me happy. And I mean, you know, let's face it, Steve, in our business, sometimes we do stuff just because the paycheck is so great. And that's
right.
Okay. You know, if we can be happy about making the money and choose to be happy in the experience of what we're doing, then great.
Yes. Yeah. And, after I left rehearsal last night, I went to do my weekly show at the club, and it was great. It was a great show, and I was great. People were really happy. I really was putting out last night in a way I actually enjoyed. So, I have to.
And that's what you want to do more of. You want to be happy, guys, doing the stuff that you do, because that creates more happy stuff to do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, dear. I love you. Thank you a lot.
Love you, too. Boy, he has come such a long way. Kathy, Maryland, hi. You're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, baby. How are you?
I don't know. I keep going back and forth.
Okay, well, then you know you're going back and forth. And who's choosing to go back and forth, Kathy?
What's that?
Who's choosing to go back and forth?
I guess it's me, of course.
Of course it's you. So you must be wanting to, because that's what you're choosing to do, baby.
Well, I get anxious, and I want things to happen now.
Okay. Well, except when you get anxious and you want things to happen now, you go out of now and go into the future and go, well, where are they? They're not coming, and that takes you out of the creation of now. And then that takes you out of creation. And that's when you keep going back and forth. If you would just stay continually happy, joyful, and focused on what you want, you wouldn't go back and forth. But what happens is we go, oh, wow, you know, okay, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to feel the feelings that when I get everything, I know this is how it feels, so I'm going to live in the feeling of it. I'm going to be clear and say what I want, you know. And if you can hold your focus there, you don't go back and forth. But challenges happen, and we get thrown curveballs every day. And we don't make the choice to stay there. We choose to go into reaction, which keeps us going back and forth.
So I have to stay in the now.
You have to stay in the now. You have to stay focused on the creation of what you want. You have to direct your energy. And by direction, I mean I am going to choose this thought and it feels this way. Both those things are very prevalent in the direction process. And both things must be present, and you've got to hold the focus on it, because as soon as you lose the focus, you start going back and forth.
Right. And there's so many emails I get about, you know, I'll take this class, do this, do that.
And I'm telling you, baby, you can go do any classes and listen to any speaker and read any book you want to. Until you guys start doing the work consciously, it's not going to make any difference. You all know the principles. You've studied the principles. You know them. But you're not doing them. You think you're doing them because you listen to people like me who are telling you how to do it and giving you the truth. But then you've got to do it. And that's why I take such umbrage into, okay, well, just give me your name and your birth date, and I'll do all the work for you, and I'll heal you remotely and all that stuff. I don't get it. and I don't believe in it because I know that you are the only one that directs your energy. Can I think a thought for you, Kathy?
Well, you could tell me something while you're thinking.
Can I think a thought for you?
No.
Can I feel for you?
No.
Okay. That makes you the god of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you responsible. So all you guys have to do to be in your power is to use your power and do what you know to do. I keep my heart open. I choose love. I choose joy. I know exactly what I want. I commit to it. I claim it. I take whatever action steps the universe brings me to take, and then I turn it over to the universe and say, guys, God, divine love, the force, bring it to me now. Work with me in this and bring it to me now because I'm in blind faith and trust because I know I've done the work.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay, but you've got to stay there.
Okay.
And when you feel like you're going down the toilet or going into reaction, you go, oh, Kathy, really, is this what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you want to do again? Do you want to go back and forth again? Or do you want to stop in this moment and bring yourself back into focus and do what you know is going to create what you want? Guys, I can only tell you that I guarantee miraculous results when you do this. But you have to finally and forever go, it's all about me.
Okay.
All right, baby cakes. Go get them.
Thank you.
We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of this, invoking all statements, the rays, flames, and lights, and the golden light, and directing the ionosphere to bounce back to us always. I am the God of me. I am the creator of me through my choice and my direction of my energy. Bounce that back to me always, and so it is. Okay, we're going to Claire in France. Hello.
Hey, hello, Dee.
Hello, darling. You don't usually call in. How nice to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm very happy that you take my call because I have two important questions. The first one is I heard your show yesterday on Jennifer McLean, and I was actually on the queue, but I did not get picked up. Anyway, I totally resonated with the first caller. I don't know if you remember who that is. I don't remember her name.
Well, what was it about, baby?
It was this lady who was a musician, and she had an accident. She hit ear, and you know, yeah.
Basically, she was honoring her dad and becoming what her dad told her, and she'd lost all her joy about performing.
Yeah, and I have the feeling that I'm just doing exactly the same, not for the same reasons though, but.
Well, I get a no on that. And this is interesting, Claire, because it says you think you're doing it, but you're not really doing it. But because you think you're doing it, then you are doing it.
Well,
so
I just realized that yesterday during the call.
Well, basically, that means I identify with the idea of that woman on the call. I identify with that, and I'm the director of me, so I don't need to identify with that.
No, I surely don't.
See, this is exactly what we're talking about. We keep looking for what's wrong. Instead of going, when you hear a caller like that, or many people are hearing you right now, and going, oh, my God, I identify with that. My dad screwed me up. My dad is the reason that I can't, you know, create. And I'm saying to you, do not use that as an excuse anymore. Go, oh, a lot of years I used my dad as an excuse but I'm really the one that's choosing to use him in it as an excuse. So now I'm going to let that go and get on in the creation of me. You see, your dad only affects you, Claire, if you choose to allow him to affect you.
Well, I understand that.
Well, then don't. See, you're saying you understand that, and then you're saying at the same time, I identified with that caller, and is my dad holding me back too? You can't have both things at the same time. You're either in charge of your energy, and it doesn't matter what your dad did, or you're in charge of your energy, and you're allowing what your dad did to you to stop you creating what you want. Either way, it's up to you, baby. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around giving up all our excuses, whether there's somebody or something that happened to us. We're giving up our excuse of what's keeping us from creating our lives that we want. What else? You said you had two questions.
Also, recently, I felt his presence, and I had the feeling that he wanted to contact me, and that freaked me out.
That's a true statement.
Very scary and everything.
That's a true statement, and he's just saying, geez, will you get on with it? Just get on with it. You know, you wanted me to come in and play out the roles that I played out with you. We had an agreement before I came over into embodiment. You know, when you cross over, all this is going to be gone, and we're just going to be total love with each other. So just why don't you choose to do that now and get on with your life? Hold on, there's something. But give me a song.
Let It Be.
Yeah, well, there you go. Let it be, honey. Just let it be and start creating, Claire. You got to look away from anything and everything that you've used as an excuse for limiting your life. And let it be and get on with it. Lovely to hear from you, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I just have to stop here for a moment in the show because you see we have a pattern going here. And I can tell from the vibrations in everybody's voice when I say, okay, that's your answer, or, you know, we bring the call to an end. The vibration in everybody's voice is, okay, but that's not the answer I want. So I'm not really going to hear you all the way, Dee. So I would like to stop right now and have everybody, no matter when you're listening to this, now or in the future, in any time-space continuum, do you want to choose that you are responsible for directing the energy of who you are? That you are responsible for creating your own life. I want you to decide right now in this moment. You're either on board or you're not. If you're on board, you choose a different path right now than if you decide, yeah, well, but, and then you get to take the other road. One's not better or worse. One just won't give you what you want. So decide right now, and we're claiming the symbol and divine love around that decision. And so it is. All right, I'm moving on. Helena in Florida. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hear me okay?
Speak up just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay, this is timely because I feel like I seem to be powerful. I seem very out there, but jeepers, I feel so weak. Lately I've been letting something go on me, but also, I mean, years ago I was in, just going back to the 70s, in a spiritual development class with Carol Ann Dreyer in L.A. and Bending Spoons, and and my spoon wouldn't bend. And she said, you're just not owning your power. And I don't think that's changed so very much since. So
what's your question, baby?
How do I do it? How do I get out of this money mess? How do I get out of feeling helpless in situations?
Okay, I don't want you to look at getting out of anything.
Okay.
I want you to simply focus on some simple rules. What do you want? Let's just go to money. What do you want?
Money, I want to be able to live without having to worry about it. I want basic needs met.
You see, that's not going to direct your energy. I want to live without having to take your focus directly to what you do not want. Just tell me simply what you want.
I want to live abundantly and have all that's necessary to just work on any project I want to work on.
Okay.
And just keep going forward.
You see, you could have just stopped on, I want to live abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your definition of abundantly?
Not having to think about it.
No.
Always.
No, you keep giving it to me in the negative. And I'm telling you, if you give it to me in the negative, baby, you will keep creating the negative.
Okay.
Because that subconsciously focuses your energy on the negative. So again, tell me the positive definition of abundant. If I'm abundant, I have what?
More than I'll ever need.
Okay. Now that was pretty easy, except for most of us, like you, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So simply put, universe, I want an abundant life. And when I say abundant, I mean more money than I could ever use.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing all the shit that I love to do.
Yep.
That's what I want. But if you go, I don't want to have to worry about money, and I don't want to live in lack, and I want a little bit more than I need. I mean, can you hear the difference?
Yes.
In the power of, I want to live abundantly, and that means more than I could ever hope to use. That's what I want. Now, we don't ask that for that, because in the bottom line, in that core place where we get to choose, we don't rectify the choice, I'm not enough. Well, you are enough. You're God. And if you want to know that you're enough, you have to define yourself as the God that has more than enough. Because if you do not define yourself first, you will not be who you want to be. That's the most elusive and important principle you guys have to get. You have to say it before it appears. So I am the abundant God of Helena that creates more than enough to joyfully use in this world. How does that feel?
It feels nice. It feels flowing and movement.
Okay. So I want you to open your heart centers now, guys. Everybody go into the feeling of, oh, my God, I get up every morning, and all this money's here. Money just shows up in my mailbox. People give it to me. All this stuff I do in my life, I love to do, and I make all this money. It's just, oh, my God, it's easy, and it's so effortless. Do you see how starting to build that feeling with those statements claims exactly what you want?
I do.
Okay, well, then do it. I don't want any but after it. That's what you have to do. You have to take time to live and pretend and do what you know creates what you want.
That'll take care of the I'm not enough portion of it, too.
Well, so, okay, get up in the morning and go, my intention today is to absolutely know in every way, shape, and form that I am more than enough. I'm God. And the happier I am and the more joyful I am, the more enoughness of me I feel. So who can I go out and make happy? Because I'm going to really experience my enoughness when I give happiness to somebody else. So we're claiming the symbol, and I am divine love. All right, you got your answer. Now go take action, Helena.
Thank you.
You bet, baby. Okay, we're going to Sherry in Montana. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. This is a treat to talk to you.
Thank you. Ditto.
Thank you. I want ease in my spine, my hips, my neck, to really move freely, be physically active, feel awesome. Any thoughts around that?
Yeah, my pendulum's going no. So you consciously think that. Let's just find where you can support yourself more in this. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. But give me a song, please.
On a clear day.
Okay. Who makes your clear day?
Who makes it? I do.
You bet. But right now you're waiting. You're waiting for a clear day. So what are you waiting to clear out of your life before you can create what you just said you wanted? Something's blocking the flow.
Well, that feels true. Just maybe heaviness from the past?
Yes. That's not the highest thing. The heaviness from the past is the result of what we're looking for. So I'm going to 5 years old with your father.
Okay.
And it has to do with school? You didn't want to go? Talk to me. What's coming up?
That sounds like about kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
The only story I hear from my mother is that I never wanted to leave kindergarten, and I still have trouble leaving kindergarten for the next thing.
Okay. That's the source of everything that you asked me about. That's what's keeping your flow is, you know what? I just want to stay in kindergarten. I want to stay at the beginning. I want to stay where it's all fun. I don't really want to learn. I don't want to be responsible. I just want to stay at the beginning. But you can't stay at the beginning, baby, and let everything flow through you because life is a continual flow of expansion. So everything is backing up on you and not giving you fluidity of movement because you're not willing to leave kindergarten.
Okay. Well, I'm willing
metaphorically.
Now.
Metaphorically. Yes, I get that as soon as you heard that, you shifted it. And what that means is I'm stepping out. And there, the channel is saying it doesn't matter what you start to learn right now, but it matters very much that you start to learn something. Just to say to the universe of you, I'm stepping out, I'm learning, I'm expanding myself, I'm allowing all my energy to flow and move forward. So that's your mantra. I am allowing all the energy of me to flow and move forward. And, okay, and I am safe and secure in this world to do that because you didn't want to leave kindergarten because you felt like you weren't safe for some reason.
And I am safe to move forward
safe
is what you're saying.
Safe and secure in this world to, yes.
Okay.
So you got that?
I do.
And that's for all of us because she brought it in and we heard it, so we're claiming the symbol. I am divine love. Okay, great. Thank you for that. That was a big one for everybody, Sherry. Now go take action, sweetheart. Go take action.
I will. Okay. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. And we're going to Canada. Karen, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Twice in 1 week, we're doing good.
I know. Wow, I'm honored.
This is a thank you call from disempowerment to empowerment, from the calm Monday night where I felt that if I looked into something, I was broken and wouldn't be able to fix it. That night, I went to bed, and I record things that come up. In one statement that came up, you are not broken. There's nothing to fix.
Uh-huh.
The next statement that came up, laugh and let, and just fill in the blank, be happy, be joyful. After your call last night on Jennifer's show, a recording was, you have the power and the ability to direct your energy where it wants to go. And another segment was someone asked me to look into something like a computer, and I'm saying I'm probably the only one there. So my purpose for the call today is it is thank you and the WHOLE community for showing up on replay, call in, be in the background, be in the foreground, playing in the moment, your moment, speak, don't speak. And I spoke to a guy this morning and said, good morning. He said, good morning, then moved. And I said, well, that's his story. I come back and I say, thank you. This guy sits down. There's no conversation. So then I leave that and come back and I said, fall into your heart. That is the leap of faith, the step, the imagined empty space, the unknown, and it is all known. There is only one pot of money, one pot of energy. Whatever venue, as you speak, you write, you hear, you see, step up to the plate. So it's been a most magnificent journey. So just thank you to each and every one.
Well, thank you, Karen, for that testimonial. And So I want to be clear, from Monday's show to now, you moved into your empowerment?
Most definitely.
And how did that show up?
It's like filling up the gas tank. I'm full to overflowing.
Okay, so that means you can create anything.
Exactly.
You can drive the full tank anywhere you want to go, but you have to fill the tank first. It's a great metaphor.
Yes.
Yeah. Go be joyfully powerful, Karen, because I know how powerful you are, baby cake. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Dean, everybody. Bye-bye.
We're going to Nancy in Pennsylvania. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, baby. Boy, do I go unconscious with some of your shares with, like, that last caller. Wow, I have to zone back into reality quickly when I interact with you and get down from wherever I zoned out to.
Well, I think we all do that, Nancy. I think we, when we hear the truth and the powerful simplicity of the truth, mm-hmm. and there's anything in us that is arguing that in any way, we disconnect and we kind of lose our focus. And so, you know, let's just take this opportunity for all of us, any place where we might want to disconnect because there's a part of us that's not on board with, you know, I'm the powerful God of me that is responsible for directing every ounce of me and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any parts of us that aren't on board with that, we're directing you. You must come on board with that. I am dedicated and committed to being one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole. And that makes me happy, and it's easy, simple, quiet, and complete now, consistently, and forever. And
mm-hmm.
so it is. That's
yeah,
all it is. Nancy, is, you know.
Yeah. Like, I can be totally on board with, I don't want to create emergencies. I have enough money. I've already always gotten careers I've wanted. And everything flows in that universe. Everything flows when I'm, quote, alone with God. When I'm with people, I can enjoy them initially up to a point, and then I've had enough. I don't.
Well, that's because you're there's a part of you that doesn't realize that all of them are God too. So when you're with them, you are, quote, alone with God. And
right,
that's the perspective that we all have to shift right now.
But when I'm with in the presence of, quote, a loved one, I get sucked into their, like you say, I allow myself, I don't know how to hold on to, like, my Christ-likeness. It's like I do get that adrenaline.
Nancy,
ugly.
You do know how, baby. You do know how. You just are not choosing to do it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So that's your challenge. That's your challenge to move into a greater empowerment for you. So, you know, I say often, if you can't stay in conscious creation with someone, if they pull your focus so much, then until you can do that, you have to leave. But we can't leave society, can we?
No,
is one of the biggest things that society teaches us, is how to consciously, consistently create ourselves, even when we're challenged by other people. So that's what we are choosing. We are directing all of us to get on board with knowing that everybody's God, and that we stay in our power and our knowing and our authenticity, and we allow them to do the same. And so it is. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to Hugh in Virginia. Hugh, you there?
Yes, I do. I never realized you had a daytime show, and Spirit just had, I don't even listen to Blog Talk usually during the day. And it's funny you should mention Dolores Cannon, because somebody told me to contact her based on my experiences. But I think for your listeners, too, nature is God's classroom, and that will really help just being in it. It's a form of meditation. And I was out grounding, more or less standing barefoot in a patch of buttercup the other day, and just enjoying listening to the birds and looking at all the beautiful flowers. And then all of a sudden I happen to look down, and I noticed a tiny little maroon flower. It had three leaves on it. And I said, well, the buttercups were beautiful, but look at this little tiny maroon flower. It's not taking away. It's actually enhancing the beauty of all the other buttercups around. And I looked at my T-shirt. It was maroon, just like the flower.
Yeah.
So there's so much around, and, you know, it is all about choices. It is staying in the moment. Make the lemonade out of the lemons. And just
yes, and that's really, you know, we have such an expanded understanding of that now, that it is your choice of your reaction to the lemons that creates the lemonade, not the lemon magically turning into the sweet lemonade, but our reaction to it and our choice of how we want to see those lemons. And that, I mean, we've heard it a myriad of different ways, but I'm telling you that moment.
Okay, guys, I have no idea what happened. It just dropped me. Blog Talk just dropped me off the air. So let's take a moment before we say goodbye to see what that was about. Sheets, book. Stephen, are you on? Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a song.
All You Need Is Love.
Okay. So we had to stop so that we could bring to our attention that, again, the channel is saying all you need is love. All you need is to love yourself. All we need is to love ourselves enough to choose to see the butterfly, choose to have the sparkly heart, choose to see the buttercup, choose to make that choice that empowers us in the love that we are. That was interesting. Never had that happen before, so we'll figure out what that was all about. But you, thank you, because you let that in, let us into that. And unfortunately now it's time for us to go. Thank you for hanging out until I got on my cell phone and could get back with you. So, as I always close the show, it has even more meaning today. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more. That's the secret, obviously, to everything.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.